Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled "Financial Analyst Stands Firm Against Society's Downward Trend" by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on May 25, 2023. I started practicing Falun DAFA with my parents when I was in primary school. 20-plus years have passed, and I'm now an analyst in an international finance company. Thanks to Falun DAFA, despite my challenging childhood, I didn't follow society's downward trend. Thanks to Falun DAFA, I respect and look after my parents. I think of other people first and work hard in my company. On the occasion of the 24th anniversary of World Falun DAFA Day, I'd like to share some of my personal experiences to tell people how wonderful and amazing Falun DAFA is. Part 1. Not giving in or giving up. My parents were teachers in a university. My mother suffered from many illnesses when I was a toddler. She constantly went to doctors and took many medications, but nothing helped. Because of her illnesses, she was usually in a bad mood and argued with my father. One day, when having breakfast, my parents quarreled fiercely. I grabbed my backpack and walked out. I didn't do well in school and my grades were below average. My mom's colleague suggested that she try Falun DAFA. Soon after she began practicing, her health quickly improved. Falun DAFA's profound principles broadened her mind. She lived her life according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She became a good wife and kind mother and no longer lost her temper. That was in 1997, and I was in fourth grade. My dad and I witnessed my mom's amazing changes. To put it plainly, the change in my mother was so dramatic that I knew I witnessed a miracle. My dad and I began practicing in 1998. I felt it was a wonderful period of time, even though it was very short. The CCP, Chinese Communist Party, launched the persecution of Falun DAFA and its practitioners for no reason on July 20th, 1999. Fabrications and framing of Falun DAFA were everywhere. My parents and I couldn't understand it. Why did the CCP target such a good practice? My parents kept receiving phone calls from the leaders of their university who demanded that they hand over their Falun DAFA books and give up cultivation. Even the director of the dean's office came to see me and asked me if I still practiced Falun DAFA. I told him firmly that Falun DAFA was nothing like what was said on TV. My mother was arrested when she distributed information about Falun DAFA and was detained during the summer school holiday in 2000. I wasn't very upset. I felt like I was supported by a powerful force. In my mom's absence, I took extra tutoring classes and did the homework all by myself. One practitioner made a special trip to see me. Later, I heard that she told the other practitioners not to worry about me because I was strong. Looking back, I realized my strength and power were bestowed on me by Falun DAFA and helped me withstand the trend. My parents didn't give up their belief. The local policeman kept harassing us. My mom had to leave home to avoid them. I didn't see my mom for a long time when I was in high school. I had to leave my city to avoid police harassment. I was sent to a boarding school in a town where the conditions were not good. The dorm rooms, the classrooms, and the canteen were simple. 10 students were jammed in a room without air conditioning or even a fan. The room was like a sauna in the summer. Students were not allowed to leave the school. We were only allowed to go home for 2 days each month. Most of us were the only children in our families. We were spoiled and couldn't bear hardships. The senior high school students often complained about the simple facilities at school and the heavy workload, but I had no complaint. One head teacher commented that I was able to bear hardships and she didn't expect that a girl raised in the city could bear such hardships. Fallen Dafa's principles helped me understand that harsh environments could temper my will and improve my sinsing. I regarded hardship as joy. I didn't see my mom for a long period of time, but it didn't affect me. I still diligently studied. I missed my mother, but I knew how to handle difficulties. After I graduated from high school, I entered a famous university which ranked third nationwide. I didn't have to take any exams, and I was admitted to the postgraduate program. My parents were persecuted several times while I was in high school, at the university, and as a postgraduate. My parents were arrested again and sent to a brainwashing center 1 year before I received my master's degree. My mom nearly died due to the persecution. It was the busiest time for students, the year before they obtain their master's. They have to prepare their thesis and look for a job. In addition to preparing my thesis, I had to call the police constantly and demand they release my parents. The policeman told me that my parents must be transformed before they could be released. I questioned them and asked if they intended to transform my parents into bad people. They cursed at me loudly over the phone. My relatives came to pick up my mom several months later. She was on the brink of death. I cried a lot, but I was so proud of my mom. She became so strong after practicing Falun Dafa. She didn't give up her belief, even though she was persecuted so severely. After she returned home, she resumed practicing the exercises and recovered quickly. I also completed my thesis during that time. I scored top ratings for my thesis and was hired by a major global finance company. On one occasion, I told my manager about Falun Dafa and the persecution, and also about the persecution my family went through. She was surprised and said, "I admire you. You've gone through so much, yet you're still so steady. If I were you, I might have dropped out of school." It would be hard for an everyday person to keep progressing while enduring hardships. As a Falun Dafa practitioner, I do everything according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It is a powerful force that I can hardly describe in words. It helps me overcome any difficulty I encounter in life. Part 2. Thinking of other people first at work. My job is to evaluate the qualifications of companies that come to the capital market for financing. These companies are our customers. They hire investment banks as financial consultants to communicate with us. I deal with companies and their investment bankers in my work. Working as a financial analyst is hard. Many employees feel pressured and vent their frustration. Sometimes employees are scolded by their managers or people in other departments. They shift responsibilities in order to protect themselves. My supervisor once told me that I should learn how to shift responsibilities. I just smiled. As a Falun Dafa practitioner, I behave according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and wouldn't do that. I met many investment bankers at work. I could feel that they were under huge pressure. I was also under a lot of pressure at work, but I'm guided by Falun Dafa's principles and always think of other people first. When the banker didn't provide me with sufficient documents or shifted the pressure to me, I didn't blame them. On one occasion, I had meetings with a company and investment bankers to discuss the financial position of the business for the next few years. There were a lot of problems with the documents the bankers prepared. I had to point them out so I could better understand the business model and the future development strategy. Their answers to my questions were not adequate. Though it made it difficult for me to evaluate the business, I didn't blame them and never pressured them. When they couldn't answer my questions, I always said patiently, "Not a problem. May I trouble you to provide it to me later on?" Once, when I nearly completed a project, one company wanted to change the wording in the evaluation documents. It shouldn't be altered as they asked. The banker received huge pressure from the company. The banker was in a dilemma and asked me if it indeed couldn't be altered. I understood how she felt. I guessed that she was trying to avoid being blamed. I told her, "I'll communicate with the company directly. Please don't pressure yourself too hard." I rang the boss of the company and explained why we put the wording in the document. I told him our thoughts directly. They changed their minds and agreed that our suggestions were reasonable. After we completed the project successfully, a banker said to me, "Many of our investment bankers feel you're very good and not aggressive. You always smile. Do you practice Buddhism?" I said, "Indeed, I have a spiritual belief. I practice Falun Dafa." Then I clarified the truth to them. I said, "The reason you feel I am good is that the principles of Falun Dafa teach me to think of others first." She thanked me for telling her about the persecution of Falun Dafa. I integrated Falun Dafa's principles at work. I worked hard and did my best. Oftentimes, I was the only one in the office building at night. Some colleagues jokingly told me, "Each year our company only gives small pay increases to employees. Why do you work so hard?" To me, being a good person starts by doing a good job. I mean it when I say I take work seriously. It has nothing to do with any pay raise. One day, I had dinner with a colleague. She asked me why I was able to work so hard every day. I told her that I practiced Falun Dafa and clarified the truth to her. She asked me happily if she could practice Falun Dafa with me. I felt so happy for her. The COVID virus swept through China again at the end of 2022, and many people tested positive. I called my previous manager and asked if her family was safe. She said her whole family tested positive. I said, "You'll be fine if you recite, Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, repeatedly in your heart." She was touched and said, "Yes, I believe it. I believe all of what you said. I've worked with you. I know you." Part 3. Conclusion. I am so lucky I started practicing Falun Dafa at a young age. Thanks to Falun Dafa, I am able to discern good from bad in this complicated society. My parents and I have had countless amazing experiences. No words can describe how wonderful and extraordinary Falun Dafa is. Though the CCP still persecutes Falun Dafa, more and more people around me have learned the truth. I hope this article will help more people come out of lies and choose kindness.
The following is an article entitled "Australian Practitioner: Seeking Falun Dafa is the True Purpose of Life" by a Mingwei correspondent in Melbourne, Australia. The article was published on the Mingwei website on March 9, 2023. Sean Reed began practicing Falun Dafa 8 months ago. He said, "I wanted to know the meaning behind the world with all the chaos. Why are we here? What is true happiness?" After I began practicing Falun Dafa, I felt that those searching for a spiritual path have not found what they were looking for. I think that they are all looking for Falun Dafa as well. Part 1. The wonderful feeling of upgrading mind and body after letting go of attachments. Sean found out about Falun Dafa when he was doing roofing work 10 years ago. He met a Western Falun Dafa practitioner named Stuart, with whom he has kept in touch with over social media. Sean later changed his occupation. He said, "I had already been meditating when I reconnected with him. He suggested I come and try practicing Falun Dafa. I was under a lot of stress and anxiety during that time, so I said that I would come and practice with him. I noticed a lot of changes in me. Falun Dafa helped me a lot, and Stuart has also helped me with my practicing. I had a lot of questions about the way the world is now. I did not understand it. I had so many questions, and I was looking for the answers, not just in my life, but like, who am I? It was about finding my inner world and my happiness. I was looking for a purpose in life. What was the meaning behind this world? What are we here for? What am I meant to be doing with my life? Deep down, Sean knew that humans do not live simply for the sake of having three meals a day. Sean tried other spiritual practices and said, "In other spiritual practices, you only receive some knowledge, but there is no enlightenment." I understood that through cultivating, Dafa can guide practitioners to eliminate attachments and desires. I am able to see how these attachments and desires are hindrances for us in upgrading our character. I enlightened to the wonders of upgrading my mind and body after letting go of attachments. I would have new enlightenments and constantly upgraded my level. Part 2. Amazing Experiences. Sean recounted, "When I first started practicing the exercises, I noticed my arms and my entire body ached. I felt a heaviness and my eyes would just tear up. Tears would fall, but I felt really good. I wasn't upset in any way. I noticed that I was going through a cleansing as my eyes were watering and tearing. I felt lighter and lighter every time I practiced the exercises. It was really nice to know that Master was cleansing my body." Sean said his body felt lighter each time he did the exercises with other practitioners. It seemed as if a lot of negative things were eliminated. Two amazing things happened to Sean not long after he began practicing Falun Dafa. After he did the fifth exercise for the first time, Sean realized that his psoriasis disappeared. He said, "I have less stress, less anxiety and depression. I also let go of a toxic relationship I had in the past. Everything is getting a lot better for me as far as happiness, contentment, and peace." One day he was just about to finish the fifth exercise when his eye started to hurt. He rubbed it and thought that there was something wrong with his eye. He got his phone out and saw that there was a leech in his eye. Sean then remembered reading in Master's lectures that one will experience some things, but to remain patient and not panic. Sean said, "I went to my car but still could not get the leech out. I was about to go to the doctor's when I heard a voice. The voice told me to just squeeze my eye and the leech would come out. I did it and the leech did come out. It was about 3 centimeters big when I first saw it. It was double the size when it came out. My eyes always twitched due to all the stress I was under in the past. However, ever since the leech came out, my eyes no longer twitch and my eyesight is better. I just realized that Master did a cleansing for me. It was his voice that I heard telling me to squeeze the leech out. It was a good experience. My eyes feel very comfortable and better than before. This is a miracle." These days, Sean reads the Fa and practices Falun Dafa's exercises every day. He also attends morning group practice every weekend and group Fa study once a week. He said, "I am grateful to Master for giving me the opportunity to practice Falun Dafa. Every time I read Juan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa, practice the exercises, and I'm with practitioners, I feel good, happy, and complete. I think that Falun Dafa is what I will do for the rest of my life, as it fulfills me."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.